Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you. Thank you so much for joining me again. I love you so much. And why don't we start with some PRQ, Project Review Q. Here we are. Keep the prescriptions, subscriptions going. Let's keep this rolling. Obviously, we're creating a lottery system for you. BBS Radio, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much. All as the phone lines get populated here, I just want tons of calls, please. I love connecting with you. While I let the phone lines get populated, we'll do a quick education opportunity, and you can kind of see how the manipulation of knowledge was stolen from you in many cases. And my favorite one is planet Earth and geography in general, because you don't see the scale in which you're on in the planet. And once you do, it's going to be tough. And I'm here to hold your hand and be a great hug. It's not a big deal. We can get through this. But here is an educational opportunity for you right now. If you go to a legacy map company called Bacon's Standard Map of the World on Mercator's projection. Okay, so the Bacon's, not my favorite jackasses, but I do have many favorite jackasses. If we look at the world on Mercator's projection, now look at the words, and you can actually see where we're going with the steering committee in the 70s. I think the Mercator's map I'm looking at is the 70s. On Mercator's projection, it's called the world on Mercator's projection. Just look at the words. You can see how tricky this is. By G.W.Bacon, F, capital F, dot R, capital R, dot capital G, dot capital S, dot. Okay, so they're going to use linguistics to steer you as well to make it look like it's the law, etc. That you're going to install that into your epigenetics, and that is made, of course, in the USA. You can thank USA for a lot of good stuff here, huh? Anyway, when you look at a Mercator's map Mercator's projection map, what you're going to see is you're going to see Russia's huge, and it's in the color of green. If you do get a Mercator map, you'll see that they've color coded the volume of enlightenment to humanity. So Greenland would be white as an example, not because it's cold, it's because it's neutral. The people there haven't exactly woken up, so to speak. Whereas in Russia, it's all green because they've all woken up. They have more internal heart knowledge. Whereas North America is bleeding red because it's already been taken over by the invading forces. Portions of Africa will be green. Portions of Africa will be pink. Portions of Africa will be white. Anyway, this is how the Bacons were measuring consciousness to the other people. Greenland would be yellow. And so what you're able to do now is they're doing is proofing where consciousness is aware of itself and where it is not. And that's the history lesson I'll offer you today. Take it or leave it. Obviously, Australia would be very pink, very red, because there's no consciousness there. They've displaced all the natives there, et cetera, et cetera. So you have just really stupid people in the red areas is the goal. How do I grow the red areas might be one agenda for many aliens. And it goes from there. So the Bacons were doing their best to like sustain areas that they would want to live in of consciousness. It's quite a task. Not easy to control an entire population of a planet. And then of course hide the actual volume of your planet is of course the Bacon's standard map of the world's goal is to make you think you're not actually bigger than you are. The scalability is hidden from you. That's not to be dramatic. It's just to give you some information to work on. You can kind of play with it, but look at the world on Mercator's projection maps, and you're going to see someone has a little bigger agenda for you than just showing you how to get to Delaware. God, that was funny. Updates. So obviously, we're creating a lottery system for you. And BBS Radio will not talk to you about me. They're really good at it. Thank you, BBS Radio. But if you were able to talk to them, here's what they'd say. All of your prescriptions and all of your subscriptions, not 1 cent has been spent. Not one penny. Because I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to all of you. I'm going to give you so much do-re-mi. You're going to freak out. But, I have a but. I want to make sure we take care of our priorities. What is the priorities we're going to do? What are our priorities? What are we going to do with our priorities? Which goes first? Girls of Ballard, I got you set up. Trust me, I got you set up. Sorry, I'm a few weeks late as usual. And Austria, I got you set up. And Australia, I got you set up. And North America, I got you set up. Africa, really working hard for you. Almost there. And I just want you to know that you now can see how we can go around the game here. Get everyone signed up with BBS Radio. Get everyone signed up. Because we're just going to give it back to you. But let's just pick our battles where we want to focus our time and energy and get off timelines that are not ours. Let's just use our hearts on how we're going to go here. And I think I've got a few calls now. So thank you, BBS Radio, for helping us. And let's try a call. Let's see what happens. What I'm noticing with the calls is notice that when you call into Q, years ago it was you're not Q because they know that I'm Q. So what's happened now is you'll get distractionary calls. So sometimes you'll get a good call, sometimes you get a bad call. And what they'll do is, what the bad guys will do is they quit fighting the fact that I'm Q because they know I have the ultimate defense. Then who am I? Okay, so they understand my game. Now watch the callers who call in to just make distractions and not get any work done. It's quite fun now. It's really quite fun. So if they can slow us down, we already know who they are, so we don't have to play with that. But watch how they will enact a topic subject that does not matter to our fortitude and our creative force going forward. So let's see how we do today. And I love the volume of calls we got last week. Just incredible. The jokes were incredible. Everything was just, I'm having so much fun with these calls. But you can actually feel, you should be able to feel when we talk to people now, the integrity of their heart or their mind. And that's what I'm getting at. It's not to judge. It's by no means am I judging. But you can just see the volume of their heart center they're using when they call in. And that's my great goal is to have so much fun. It's just to have fun with this. So let's start. Why don't we do it? Am I going to do Robin from Michigan as my first caller? Robin?
Hi.
Anyone?
Hi. This is Robin. Hello. Beautiful day.
Beautifulness to you, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you. So my question today is a little bit geared towards my fitness project, which is Futuristic Gyms. And I'm a little curious about what the future gyms are going to look like and where we go, because you were talking about anti-aging, and I kind of feel that physical fitness, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies, and, you know, your physical body, they all go together. And I kind of feel like the gyms in the future need to go that way. And right now in the industry, a lot of people take supplements, you know, as far as helping to build muscle. And my question to you is, how did they do it in the old days when you had the gladiators and all the strong people that were working with rocks and, you know, hard labor? And are supplements good for us?
Great, great question. Okay, so believe it or not, Mozart and Beethoven is new music. And old music would be Rush, The Who. There's just many, many, many different modern rock bands are actually old music. So millions of years old, actually. So it's funny to see that people think Mozart and Beethoven are old music because they're actually really new music compared to our legacy, at least. So long, long topic, obviously. So when you start looking at your biblical fitness question regarding crystalline technology, think how old is a crystal?
Very old. It can be.
It's really old. It's really old, isn't it? Yeah. And so, So when you look at Saturn, you can see that that was a breeding ground for planets. So people are, there's individuals that are trying to get those crystals and turning them into planets. And Saturn's an interesting planet because it breeds a lot of planets. It's like a mother's womb almost. Well, you can actually look at that in a microscopic version. Those crystals that you're playing with now, they just live and breathe like you. They're alive. Now, can it be controlled? Can I install in that little microplanet an agenda? And you know the answer, don't you?
Yep, that would be no.
I can turn a planet into something I want. And that's some of the coveting that you're seeing on planet Earth. Someone is coveting planet Earth. I know the individual very well. You're being controlled. So there's so many billions and billions and billions and billions of planets. You can kind of see the landscape of this type of universe is it has so much diversity to it that you can't control it. It's unlimited. But please, let's dive into this a little bit more. Can you ask me another question about the topic?
Yes. So, you know, when I personal train at the gym, I work with a lot of seniors, a lot of, you know, different age type, and I try to incorporate the breathing and, you know, the flow of the frequency of the energy from the exercises with them. And I see that it's making a big difference for a lot of them, but a lot of the seniors have taken the vaccination and I'm seeing a lot of different things happen to them physically. Other than NanoSoma, are there other remedies to assist them, or is that just pretty much their path and where they're going?
Yeah, so notice the difference between belief systems and knowledge. It's completely different, isn't it?
Yes.
And so my suggestion, you got to remember when we're starting to work with people that are over the age of 70 and or even maybe even younger, look at the indoctrination system that's been installed in them. And epigenetically, it enhances it. How are you going to convince somebody 75 years old that World War II was a constructed war. Not going to be easy, is it?
No, it's very difficult. They're set in their ways, that's for sure.
No, because Grandpa fought in the war. Come on. And they recorded it in their body. No one's going to believe that World War II was an engineered event. No one's going to, because it was real. Yeah, because they all fought in it. Didn't say there you didn't fight in a war, but the agenda for the war, that they won't see that, will they?
No.
Because they don't have enough light in, they don't have enough light in them to see that the television would lie to them, newspaper would lie to them. They wouldn't have enough light in them to be able to discern information. So they're going to believe that there's actually a disease out there that's truly less than the common cold. They will think COVID-19 is really powerful when it's actually weaker than the common cold. How are you going to sell that? Why do you think you have flu shots every year for free? It's to dumb them down.
Yep. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I see the life leaving them when they enter into the gym. A lot of the seniors, when they come in, I see the difference in them when they haven't been in a while. And it breaks my heart to see that their life is coming to an end. I mean, here in this here and now. And I do what I can to help them. And I want to hug them. It's okay to hug people, right? As long as you protect yourself with a Merkaba. With the auric
well,
field.
Yeah, it's a great observation because we all need a hug, don't we? We all love a hug. And the affection and the power we have with affection is unbelievable. So the mermaid and I, we were working on how do we teach pressing the spirit? How do we push it out so it doesn't come into physicality in our bodies? And that's where I've ended up so far, and I'm working hard on it to explain that if you press your true horsepower, your light body that comes through physicality, when you are authentically hugging someone instead of, I don't know if I should hug them, works completely different. So when you give love as an example, yeah. So when you give love, no one's going to touch it. You can't get hurt is what we've practiced and practiced and practiced. And I practice on the darkest demons too, and they get destroyed. They're gone. It's really a funny story. I've got a lot of stories now about hugging a demon. They can't take it. And they just can't take it. And it's not to pump my chest up either. It's just, they just can't do it. They can't stay with it. They're just gone. They just go, wah! They just run away and you never see them again.
And you know, it's funny you do feel that because I know when I hug some of the people at my gym, it feels so good. And I get this feeling in my heart, like it feels right to hug them. So it feels right. I'm rolling with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One last question for you.
Please, go ahead.
Yes. I was watching the Jim Morrison documentary, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I'm just curious, the one that they put out, is it pretty close to what truly happened to him? Because I feel like there's more to the story as far as his demise.
Yeah, completely misinformation for the most part. So as Jim, what we experienced was as we got more popular, this is exactly what's happened to me now. So the bad guys want me to get really popular. They can't wait for me to come out. And this is pretty normal in the modern revolution here, we'll say, is they want me to get on board with being popular, super famous. They want me super fit. So that's been normal. So whether I'm John Kennedy or I'm Jim or Rush Limbaugh, doesn't really matter. Donald Trump, it doesn't really matter. Just get them super fit. Get light being super famous and then knock them down, just knock the feet out from underneath them. So they want me to be really famous. And, you know, I'm not taking the bait this time. So obviously I could come out and I could be this persona to everyone, and you'd have another false idol. And that's what they want you to believe in, is these false idols, and then knock the feet out from underneath them. The PRQ team, the other light beings I work with, we work really hard at not creating more identity. We hate identity. We know that's the game here. So once you have a storyline, doesn't really matter what the story is. So if we use Jim as an example, that's all you need. You just need a storyline. He is this, that, because we're only right now. Make sense?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I could feel that there was something not right about the story they were telling. So appreciate that answer. And thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you. My love to you. Beautiful day to you.
Thank you.
All right. We're getting something done today, maybe. PRQ. Before I get too far down the road here, Ladies of Ballard got you set up. Got it all squared away. I'm, as usual, I'm a few weeks late. Ladies of Ballard, we got everything and more. So be close to you soon. Austria, thank you. Germany, thank you. Keep the subscriptions going. You know, obviously, if we get a billion people giving us $2.50, that's $2.5 billion we can give away. So let's get billions and billions of people on here. Africa, I'm late as usual, but still on my radar, of course. And thank you, my family in Ireland. I need your little guy there. And of course, the little one in Spain. I can see you very clearly. Thank you. And so many others. Hawaii. My great energy will be put towards healing you and healing your family. And I'll make sure your little girl gets back to you. I'll make sure of it. Love you very much. And moving on. That was the housekeeping. Wow, that was easy. I like that. Felt good. Let's go to, so BBS, I'm going to skip a little bit around here because I see some fun ones and or different ones. I'd like to go to Kelly from Oregon. She wants to understand a certain pain. Can we go to Kelly from Oregon, who understands a certain pain? Is that okay, BBS? Thank you so much.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
It's such a long thing I could go into, but just to try to shorten it up, the last couple of years I've been really able to feel into frequency and different voices, different, it's been quite the experience. But in the last 2 to 3 months, I've experienced, and part of me is like hearing you say, where we go one, we go all, and I feel like you kind of already know, but a very intense, sometimes severe, sometimes excruciating experience. Part of it seemed dark and part of it seemed light. And I'm just trying to understand, or I want to know more what it is, what it was, and if you could help me with that.
Okay. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you feel how emotional you are when you talk to me?
Yes. Yes.
That's where you're going. Just know how much I love you. Just know how much I love you. Just know how much I love you. And I'm right here. And I ain't budging anytime soon. I love you very, very much. Now, when you examine yourself, why does it look like that to me? Is some of the opportunities, wouldn't you say?
Say that again, a different way, maybe?
Yeah, so why do I see things that way when they could be this way? Why is it I do perceive? How does perception work? It's tricky because you're going to end up at the same place, I guarantee you, because you keep remembering the last perception, don't you?
Right.
So why do I keep perceiving? And that's why the show earlier was about the understanding of the precision of timelines, is because we feel so much, we're so powerful, we can feel everything. We're like, we can feel air. We can feel like, and then we were going to remember what air feels like. It's pretty wild, isn't it? It's so supple. We're so supple. We're like little sponges, wouldn't you say?
Yes. That's exactly what it feels like.
We're like sponges. And use those emotions that you're giving me. Use them. The why. Why am I on the verge of feeling so loved, and why do I feel like I'm going to cry at the same time? Why do you feel this way?
Because I feel like I'm on the edge of knowing.
That's right, because you're getting your horsepower back, aren't you? You're like, whoa, I can see everything now.
Right.
So That's the awakening process. You're going to get a lot of information through you're so supple and you're so able to feel and touch, and the knowledge that's coming through you from the universe. It's so quite a ride, isn't it?
It's so, and the experience I had, that's what I'm wondering. It was still so dark, but then I know the light was with me at the same time, and I just don't quite get it, what that was. And maybe I just need to
just stay with
just
me.
Trying to,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just stay with me now. So you just keep playing with it. Don't let go of it though. You're like, okay, you're examining the information. So the volume of information you're getting is so vast now. You have to start sorting. And so you compartmentalize it, at least in this type of human. So this is not standard for the universe. But in this type of human, we have to compartmentalize information, examine it. And if once you remove time with the component, it gets easier. So I don't have to go to work. I can sit on my couch and examine a component of realization I observed. So I'm pretty sure the planet's bigger than what they told me. So let's just take that topic. Okay. So if the planet's big, and then your knowledge center will start examining it, and your brain will do the translation. It doesn't work the other way around. So they've been trying to teach you that you're thinking. You're not. You're translating. That's why belief systems are so powerful, is because if you go the other way, it stopped that process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can't go the other way anymore. I mean, it's like impossible now.
Yeah. So now you'll just kind of look at the volume is massive, isn't it? So when you can see the whole universe, it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah. At the intensity, the vibration, the frequency, that, and it wakes me up, and sometimes it's painful.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't say it's painful now. That's up to you if you'd like to feel pain. But
right, that's true. Not anymore. But I did go through some.
It's pain. If you'd like to feel pain, that's cool. Go for it. But nope. that's how no. versatile you are.
Definitely not.
Does that help?
Yeah. So there I started to just
we
know.
Got something done today.
I just started to know that it was something that I'm assimilating, integrating, and moving forward, progressing. That's kind of where I've come to.
Yeah. Remember, emotions are our choice. Our choice. That's what I'm trying to explain. Every week I try to explain it. They're our choice.
Yeah.
I hope I answered your questions. Thank you so much for your call. I love you very much.
Thank you. Can I ask you one more?
Please go ahead. There might be somebody near me.
It's just regarding, I have a couple projects in, and I know you've got the hierarchy of what's going on, but I just wasn't sure if, because I put on my little paper here, LFG, which everybody kind of knows what it is, but I'm still ready to go, and it would help me just to kind of get rocking on something. I just wondered if it's getting close, where it's at.
What's close?
I would love to just start collaborating.
Okay. When are you going to do it?
Well, I thought I was doing it when I went to Peru, and that was definitely not it, but I guess I'll feel into that then.
You think we're collaborating right now?
Absolutely.
What
is
it you want to do? What do you want to do? What's
Which
stopping
project?
You from doing? What's stopping you from doing?
Feeling like I'm waiting on others that will co-create with me.
Is it okay to ask you some questions?
Absolutely.
So there's something you can't get done. Is that correct?
I can get it done. I just feel like I need some assistance, some support, some help.
Okay. So you got it. What is it that you need?
Know-how?
Or is it want? Is want and
right.
need?
Yes, absolutely.
And desire different? It might be a little different.
Yeah.
I want this.
No, it's been a long
I need this. And if I can get that, yeah, I got to have it. So if I could get that, then I could actually get it, couldn't I?
That's what I've been wanting.
Yeah, so do you realize what an incredible tool you were today for so many millions of people? Because you just showed, you just showed us ourselves. You said, my own hindrances, aren't I?
Say that again. You broke up, please.
You just taught us that you are creating your own hindrances, aren't you? That's you just taught that to all the millions of people listening right now. I can't do something because I believe there's something I need before I can do something. That is absolute the greatest nobility I will ever hear on these shows. Thank you so much for being so brave. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you and I love her all. Appreciate everything.
I love you. We'll see if we can get to another couple of callers. Beautiful, beautiful day to you.
Back at you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, we're not supposed to have dead air time. I'm really good at it, it seems like. All right, let's see. Kelly from Oregon, she did not disappoint. Man, that's what we want. You know, it's like, so people really work hard on themselves. We all learn so much from it. It's the mermaid and I, we look at it and go, why is this type of human the way it is and how it works and everything? I can see her on her slippery rock. I don't know why mermaids like sit on rock. Like why they're sunbathers. They're like, I don't know. They're kind of weird. They first of all, they seduce you with their tail. And so you're dust. You're not dust. There's just no way surviving an attack of a mermaid because they flop their tail. So at least for a male, you're dust. If you see a mermaid tail, you're just not going to make it. You will be devoured. And so it's pretty much how it goes with mermaids. So anyway, steer clear of mermaids if you can, because they're so beautiful, they will seduce you. So that's my lesson for all of you and all males. Stay away from them. They'll get you. They'll get you. All right, let's keep going here. Tiny from New Zealand wants to ask a question. Where do we go when we die? Elaborate. We're Tiny from New Zealand. You don't know where you go? Come on, Tiny. What are you talking about? What you talking about, Tiny? No? No, Tiny? All right. Where do we go? Wherever we want. So if you're not going to be in there, Tiny, I'm going to answer for you. You there, Tiny, from New Zealand? No? No? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Tiny? Tiny?
Hello. Right.
What's up? You better not be wasting my time. Better be a real question. What are you talking about?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Tiny. What are you doing?
Oh, hello.
My love to you. I can hear you. Seems like I'm getting a time waster here. What's going on? Thank you. All right. All right. Susan from New York. Susan from New York. Question, being in another dimension while living from your heart. Okay. Susan, you know, we've gone over this a few times. You got to elaborate. You got to get me excited now. What do you say, Susan? Being in another dimension while living in your heart. Come on now, Susan. Let's see. Let's step up now. What do we got?
Okay. I was talking with a few of our light being friends the other day, and we were observing that where we go out about our town and do our business, and we feel like we're in another dimension. Even though we're seeing the people around, it just feels, could you explain, what is that? Is that a symptom of ascension? Is that living a symptom of being in the heart? You know what I'm asking?
Right. So we're testing me out. So I can proof it. So I'm doing my best to proof it and give some articulation to it. The short version is if I go and create a decision here that came from the heart or the mind, so I'll do both. And I play with it all the time. The outcomes are completely different long term, not short term. So it's not to dodge your question. It is, I see the microscopic decision is actually not the timeline positioning that I end up at the end of the road. So just because I get an argument with the neighbor might not be the timeline long term. But short term, it does have some consequences, so to speak. So when I use a decision not to argue with my neighbor, my timeline changes completely, is one way to look at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like it does, yes. Your heart-based
decision. And I try to...
Is that almost...
Yeah, right. So I try to do a calculated risk assessment every single decision without making a decision. So it just always flows. And I watch and I get myself in trouble a lot, and I do it a lot. It's just so I can see how it works and then examine it and then do a radio show to talk about it. It's pretty cool to have a radio show about life, huh?
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool just be here and then give you all the money as well. So I'm like, who cares? Like, this is so fun.
Is that also what you reference when you talk about living from the heart and the fabric of our creation changes?
Yeah, so eventually what's normal, if there was a normalcy, what we'll do is we'll stop caring about the past. If there's one thing that I can guarantee you, you will forget everything. Mm-hmm. And to show up on the show is very, very difficult for me. So I'm having a very difficult time to stay in your dimension right now because I don't want to, but I want to. So today I want to, and tomorrow I might not want to. And so just this radio show is a dimension to me. Interesting, eh?
That is so helpful. So, so helpful. So helpful.
So, when the mermaid and I are not on these radio shows anymore, you'll know that we have gone somewhere else. Really, really true story. Does that make sense?
Do you mean more at the moment or there's no time further out? Is that what you're meaning?
We could sustain life on your planet, being in another dimension, while still being with you, participate with you, if we chose. That's where you're at now. So this is a dimension you're in right now. You've created this reality, and we can create another reality right next to you. Yes. And it'll be perceived as a universe. It's a private universe. That's why I sang the song, "It's Your Own Private Idaho."
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I do my best. I'm doing my best.
Amazing.
So just wow. Because you're on a planet doesn't mean you're in a different space and time and dimension. The planet does enable us. It gives us a location. We have many planets to do this, to live with. But it's the dimensional reality that you're creating. I can make sure you never find me ever again while living on your planet. That's the trick here.
Is that kind of what Mermaid spoke about, of higher dimensional beings even living here and we don't see them, like unicorns or fairies or things like that? Is that what you're expressing in a way?
That is correct. So sure. Yeah. So when she submits that information to your head right now, because she is, remember, she is raw. She's not, I'm not kidding around here. The creator of the universe is standing right next to me right now. I don't have a t-shirt to sell you. I'm telling you, she's standing right next to me. And she can submit that information once you pull it. You just have to be present with it. And she probably doesn't want to talk today. She's just one of those that she's just pure. She just like, I just want to listen today. You know, that's her integrity. So when she sends that information to you, she knows it needs to get out. She knows it needs to be submitted through you because you have a heart center. You can submit it. We are all one, aren't we?
Yes. It's, It's not even worse.
She's really good at it. And she's really sneaky. She's a mermaid. What do you expect?
And we love her. We love you.
She's going to devour us all. I'm quite sure of that.
And we all be happy about it.
Well, she made us, so here we are. She's got to live with us.
Oh, so beautiful, truly. Thank you, really.
So beautiful.
I don't even have
words. So are you. So beautiful you are. Thank you so much for receiving the information. So what we get out of the stimulation we're going to get out of the people listening is they're going to see it through your eyes, and you're translating information like you got. Those words are very limited, as you know. But so we get to see the knowledge system that comes through you. You're translating. So the words aren't really as important, as you can tell, as the knowledge that's coming through the middle of you. And you're going, oh, I see it that way now. And that's what we're all going through right now. We're all getting our horsepower back. And we're like, oh my gosh, the unlimitedness of unlimitedness is unlimited, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good. Very proud to have this call. Very proud. Any other questions?
Only 1,000. I'll throw in one more because we talked about mermaid. Mermaid mentioned about how we leave ourselves crumbs to remember. To remember who we are. So I guess I was just asking more about that. And I just have to say, I'm so deeply honored to be with you, Mermaid.
Oh, I'm honored to be with you. I wonder if anybody else. I don't know. You never know. There's flirtation. We like flirtation. Mermaids are like tricky. You know, they flap their fins, and you never know. Never know. Never know.
Let Mermaid rest and be in her space. It's beautiful.
Hello. He's luring me.
Mermaid, I feel. I didn't want you to come out of your peace and beauty.
I have to hear another
tale. Well, I did, but I didn't.
Hello, how are you? Beautiful call.
I'm so good. I just truly, it's such an honor and such a joy what's happening. And wow, mm-hmm. Thank you. We all love you.
Tears in my eyes in some of those moments. That was a really great call.
Thank you for reaching out to us. Just don't stop. Let's keep it going.
What was the last question that you said there?
Oh, you mentioned a while back about how we leave crumbs for ourselves. And it's when you were speaking about your being in Sinead O'Connor or Whitney Houston, and you were talking about remembering and how we leave crumbs for ourselves. So I was wondering if you could speak more about that with remembering.
Oh, cool. So I would just say when people are interested in other lives that they're having simultaneously to now, or I guess any times, all the lives you've been in, it seems like we leave crumbs for ourselves in this body from other lives where we advanced in certain ways, and it'll come to us in just, you know, endless ways. But I think in that example, it was through music. And when people feel really inclined to listen to certain music or travel to certain places or just love certain things, they're crumbs of remembering other lives where we were powerful in those ways. And it sort of, I don't know, it brings aspects of ourselves back into this life. I don't remember what we talked about that day. I don't know if that's what it was, but.
Yeah, it's a good, this is tough for the mermaid too, because prominence in the past or now is uncomfortable for both of us. So we want to be just right now. So even if we had Asha on the phone, who obviously you can see is our legacy Joan of Arc. She's a communicator of information. And so she would be uncomfortable with that term too. She'd be very uncomfortable. And she's probably slapping my ass right now. But the point is we're just right now. And then, so what's the point in reliving the past of, we're just expressing ourselves, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. The body, the identity is what we're doing our best to, and that's the purpose of these shows, is you're just right now. So who really cares what your identity is? And you just have purpose. You just have expression.
I think the crumbs that we leave ourselves in that respect maybe was in the way of helping us ascend in this life. So just little like things that come across our path and help us grow, like catalysts for change in our life, are probably things we left ourselves.
Yep, I think that's perfect. I think that's perfect.
Yeah,
I think that's perfect. Wow, we're getting some good calls these days. Wow, these calls are getting better. Huh?
Sorry, that's why I can't always talk, because sometimes I'm barely here. Like right now, I'm not. I'm just not. That's why I'm like, don't make me talk.
I feel that.
I want to talk to all of you always. I don't want to sound like some aloof, weird person.
Yeah, so
I just can't when I'm not all here.
Yeah, so that, to stay on topic, the ascension symptoms most of us will go through now is we'll have a very hard time going to the mailbox. We'll have a very hard time doing things that we don't want to do. So opening a letter from your local municipality, a bill, that's going to get really tough here at the end. And so all those things you don't want to do now are really going to be more obvious. And so it's very difficult for me to buy a bus ticket. I don't want to buy a bus ticket. I just want to go to where I want to go. There's tons of items like this that we're fading away from you because of the regiment that is here. The regiment of business and decision making that's compartmentalized in identity here, we're probably not going to be able to do it much longer, because we just get sick. We have to stay away from it. We will choose to do something different. And that's what's happening to that. And that's what happens in the ascension cycle, is you just don't pick things you don't like anymore. It's really simple. That's ascension.
And then you just fade into a higher dimension, and that loops back to the beginning of your question.
Even though the planet you're on, you can have a multidimensional situation on a light planet like this, who had a legacy light to it. You're going to be able to have more abilities here to diversify in dimensional realities. It's very tricky in the English language. I hope that made sense.
So it did. Yes, it really did. So everything all day today and always is so helpful. We love you all. We love you. We love you.
We love you too.
We're gonna keep working here. Thank you for the call. BBS wants me to
move it on.
Thank you. Can't wait to hear from you.
Call again. Yeah.
That was amazing call, wasn't it?
That was beautiful.
So PRQ team, I'll be back with you soon here. And I'll finish with a quick one. Let's just do a quick one. We've heard it 1,000 times. If we close our eyes and maybe realize there's more to life than what we have known. And I can't believe I've lived so long, living lies I knew wrong inside. I've just begun to see the light. Is there anybody listening? I hope so. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
All our love, everybody.
Let's not stop. Let's keep it going.
I love you all.
Thanks, BBS. Let's call it a day.
Bye.